This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk and dipping into the Training Camp Sound Bank, brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American, is Derek Carr once again. And the big question everybody wants to know, how is the offensive line progressing?
I would say this, like I've been so impressed with how fast it's a different system, right? Especially protection-wise, there's different things, different calls. I've been so impressed with how fast they picked up. I've been really impressed with the execution of it. You know, we've had a few things. There was it wasn't the two-minute drive we wanted today. You know, they finally got us. I'll say that. Cam's always talking crap about these competitive drills. They finally stopped us. I think we're up 7-1. I don't know if that's the right count, but I'll just stick with it. But they got us today. But what you're saying is, like, you know, you see guys really trying to do things the way they're taught, because if everyone does it the way they're taught, it usually ends up right. And so, again, these coaches have such a system that it takes everyone being on the same page. And so the more reps we can get being on the same page and doing it, live bullets, all that, I think it'd be just a good thing.
Well, so there's a little positivity from Derek Carr talking about the offensive line and saying in these competitive periods now, offense up 7-1 or in that range.
In 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, you have different down, and this is 1st and 10, second and long, second and short, 3rd and long, 3rd and short, and all that. But 2 minutes, what are you going to do right before the half or right to close out the game? Are you going to score? Are you going to stop them? Again, you don't necessarily want that to be 7-1. You know why I say that? That's not good for our defense, because you want our defense to be able to stop an opponent. But you need to come up with a big stop, and maybe we don't give up that score to lose the game or to give up that momentum going into halftime. So, yeah, if you did 7 times, it's 4-3, 3-4, somewhere around there, but like 7-1. Derek Carr, and looking at 2 minutes, because they know, it ain't no game control. Now you might run a draw play or a screen instead there, but you pass in the football, so you got to pass protect. Oh, so that's a positive. So again, you know, some fans might say, who looks at the glass half empty instead of half full, might be, was that saying, even though they know the Saints are passing, we're not getting a good enough pass rush, to get a sack or something? You know,
right.
You could look at it two ways. You'd be Debbie Downer, or you could be all excited. But the one thing I'm telling you, where Derek Carr is at right now, I think from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, if the offensive line does their job, he will have success. You know, Drew and I would start with that. I'm telling you, you might not even like Derek Carr. And you talk about, are you supporting a winning football team or not? If the offensive line, and we winning in the trenches, and our defense could do what we've done in past seasons under Dennis Allen. Because special teams, we almost take that for granted. Oh, no. If we're not top three, we at least top five. We always win in that area. You know, when you're flipping the field, the hidden yardage and all that. No, like Charlie was talking about, like the new kickoff rule, kickoff return. Man, we're our coaches, the one who promoted that.
Yep.
So, hell yeah, we should do good. And then Coach Rizzi and all that. So, when I look at, you know, you want to win in all phases, offense, defense, special teams, and what's going to occur, that a lot of people think you have to have a magical quarterback to win. That's not necessarily the case. Now you might say, well, Bobby, if we're not winning the Super Bowl, we're not winning nothing. So what'd you say? You're going to give up if you're the 31 other teams? Because that's an empty feeling. You got to compete and have hope. And think about how close, but so far. Who you think is the best amongst the NFC? What the hell they've won? Huh?
Zippo.
Well, what would they want? right here, even in New Orleans.
Right.
They lost to the Ravens in a Super Bowl. Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. Remember that? The Harbaugh Bowl?
Right.
The Ravens won, and look where they're at. Well, they're not necessarily supposed to be there, whether it be the Packers or the Cowgirls, whatever it might be, but the Eagles, but the 49ers, but so close, but so far. But when you accept that as a Saints fan, if you're at least in the hunt, always like the 49ers, but they haven't won anything, and you might say, well, you know, we tried Jimmy G and then Brock Purdy or whatever you're doing. Okay, does anyone look at Brock Purdy and say, oh, well, he's on the level of Pat Mahomes? No. But you're going to tell me Brock Purdy's not a winning quarterback?
Right.
And can help you win a championship? No, I'm telling you, again, Derek Carr, and I'm not saying he's an older version of Brock Purdy, but I know what it takes to play that position, and it could be that Brock Purdy, with a great supporting cast like the supporting cast like the 49ers, they win the Super Bowl. Well, the same thing with Derek Carr with the Saints.
You were mentioning earlier about that pass rush. Derek Carr was asked what he's seen from the Saints pass rusher so far.
Really good. Yeah, really good. I think that not just interior, but, you know, on the edges too, like everybody. And guys moving, doing different things. You know, we have so many guys that are versatile. They can do different things. You know, not all guys can go inside. You know, not all guys can just go outside. We got guys that can do both. And that creates a lot of problems, you know, as just an offensive-minded guy for protection issues, you know. And so I've been really impressed with the pass rush. I mean, just what they've shown. And but I've also been equally impressed with our line picking them up. You know, they've given me, you know, as you guys seen, great opportunities all camp for some deep shots, for some big plays and things like that. But the one thing you see is it's back and forth. Our whole camp has been back and forth, offense, defense, you know, even period to period, you know. And that just shows the competitive nature of our team. And so I've really seen that in the O&D line, but I've been really impressed. And, you know, you see Chase Young just walk out here, and you're like, I see why he was a top five pick. You know, him just walking out to practice. And, you know, he's very impressive when he comes out here, and, you know, his get off, his motor, all that. But he's even better person. You know, I just have found, you know, just being here, you know, that that's how the Saints do things. You know, they get good players, but they're also really good teammates. And, you know, you appreciate that just as a player.
Derek Carr talking about the Saints pass rush, and right away you whispered even to me, Chase Young. And yeah, he brought him up there at the end. Hopefully this is all looking like a top-notch free agent signing right now, and hopefully it could translate, obviously, into regular season action.
Well, okay, look at, no matter where you draft, look at the expectations in Carolina with their quarterback. I mean, don't you want Chase Young to give him the business? And say, man, like Bryce, he's thinking like, man, this didn't happen in Alabama like it's happening in the NFL. And, you know, to totally discourage him. Because I'm telling you, quarterback position, a lot about confidence.
Right.
So get after him, Chase Young, who that nation be. And then Chase Young, get after Dak Prescott. You know, that's all part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.